This evening, if you would, you can open your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 1. And this is not the devotional that I originally planned. It's a couple minutes before we started. I was thinking about this passage here, beginning in verse 2. So kind of bear with me. I haven't fully thought this through. And so it reads, 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 2, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." And so my mind was just kind of going to this, just being reminded of what God gives us. Right? God just blesses us, and he's given us everything that pertains to life and to godliness. Right? He gives us what we need in this physical life. More importantly, he gives us what we need for the spiritual. Right? And this is gained through knowledge. Right in verse 2, you see it again there in verse 3. And so it's through the knowledge of God, this body of information, the scripture, that we can go to again and again and again to get the guidance that we need that reminds us of who God is and our response to him. And then in the end, if we're willing to do that, right, he reminds us of the exceedingly great and precious promises, and that we can be partakers of his divine nature. And if you really dwell on that, you meditate on that, you think about that, it just kind of blows my mind, thinking that I can be a partaker of his divine nature if I'm willing to go to the source that's been revealed to me that guides me in all things. So when things are good, things are bad, I have a source that I can go to and that I can rely upon. So just a thought there that kind of had my mind a little bit earlier. And if there's somebody here that has not obeyed the gospel, we encourage you to seek the knowledge that God has made available to you. So you can study and see what he wants you to do, what he commands you to do, to be a partaker of his divine nature. You can't end well if you don't start right. And so in that, we'd love to sit down and show you from Scripture that you need to reenact the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus in baptism. You do that with a response of faith. You love him. You believe in Jesus. You want to confess Christ. You're willing to repent of your sins, all of that. So if you haven't done that, let's take care of that this evening. If you have, and as he says there at the end of verse 4, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, and then he goes on to develop it, going back to that. If you go into chapter 2 a little bit, if that describes you, God is patient with you. He's given you this opportunity to come back to him. Right? He says in chapter 3, verse 9 of the same book, he wants everybody to repent. So if that's you, we'd love to help you with that, pray for you, pray with you. Whatever it is you might need, let us show you the love of God in that as we stand, as we sing.
And you walk with the Lord in the